strike!
Tell me something I don't know, Ump.
Well, unlike that nasty curveball, there aren't any surprises when you finance your next car with Carvana. You get real terms personalized for you right in your strike zone.
Really?
Strike!
How am I supposed to focus when you're telling me about Carvana?
Well, Slugger, you gotta keep your eye on the ball. Just like you can keep an eye on your customized down and monthly car payments.
I can customize those?
He's out and on his way to finance his next car with Carvana.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today. We'll drive you happy at Carvana.
Hey, sweetie, what do you think of our new car from Carvana?
Think it can handle our busy family?
Well, we have 7 days to see. First, we can take the scenic route to the beach and stargaze through the moonroof. We'll see if your drums fit in the trunk. Then we can pick up mommy's friends and check out that legroom. And we should really visit grandma. She's getting up there.
That's like a whole lifetime in 7 days.
And like one busy family.
With our 7-day money-back guarantee, you can confidently shop for cars 100% online. Visit Carvana.com for all terms and conditions. We'll drive you happy. At Carvana.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to this edition of At the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Basketball Association, the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll recap the first two games in the Eastern Conference Finals and Western Conference Finals matchups. Also, we've got interviews and sounds and so much more. So stay tuned for this edition of the program on this edition of At the Rim. It should be fun. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with the Eastern Conference Finals between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. First, storylines in this series thus far. First off, for the Boston Celtics, offensively, they're getting it done. However, defensively, they're not getting it done. The lack of aggressiveness, the lack of rebounding, the lack of heart, skill, and will is not there for the Celtics in this year's Eastern Conference Finals. What is there is for the Miami Heat. What's for Miami is aggressiveness, being tough, being just putting the pedal to the metal and being persistent. Miami is hustling times 10. They're out hustling Boston. They're outscoring Boston. They're out rebounding Boston. For Miami is playing its part. Kevin Love, Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, Caleb Martin, Kyle Lowry, also, Mr. Bam Adebayo, Bam being Bam, working hard in the paint, rebounding, getting second chance points, doing what he does best. And of course, Jimmy Butler. I mean, what can you say about Jimmy Butler, a.k.a. Playoff Jimmy, a.k.a. Jimmy Buckets? Jimmy has been going off so far in this series, really not in just in this series, but throughout all of the playoffs. As for the Boston Celtics, again, game one of the series, Jason Tatum was effective but was a no-show in clutch moments in the game. Jaylen Brown got off to a good start, but he was nowhere to be found in game one, and this was the same thing that went on in game two. I don't know about you guys, but the Miami Heat, I mean, this has been a playoff run so far for the ages, and even though we've only played two games so far in the Eastern Conference Finals, Miami has showed termination. They've showed the depth that it takes to go further in the playoff run and possibly make a run at an NBA championship. The Boston Celtics, as I stated earlier, they're a good team this year, but not as great as they were last year. And I don't know, they got to get it together as the series shifts to South Beach in Miami for game three. My next storyline is going to be the Western Conference Finals between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. So Denver, as this show is currently airing, they have a 2-0 lead in the series. And I tell you one thing, Denver, they've been getting it done with the depth. The depth has been really good with Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, who just went on a tear in game two of the series. And of course, with the supporting cast of Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, a.k.a. KCP, and Bruce Brown, just to name a few. As for the Lakers, storylines in this series is that the Lakers got off to a strong start in both games, but they didn't finish strong, and the Nuggets were able to capitalize on the Lakers' mistakes, such as bouncing the ball too much, missing easy layups, missing easy shots, which LeBron has done in this series, specifically in game two. And, you know, the Nuggets, they have the depth, and they showed that depth in both games, in the first two games of the series thus far. And so with the Lakers and Nuggets, again, both of the first two games have been the Lakers getting off the strong starts, but the Nuggets always finishing strong, capitalizing on Lakers' turnovers, bouncing the ball too much, indecisiveness in terms of passing the ball. It's just been chaos so far, particularly when the games are down to the wire and in clutch moments for Los Angeles, as Denver has been able to do that thus far in this series. So currently in the Western Conference Finals, the Denver Nuggets leads the series 2 games. And in the Eastern Conference Finals, the Miami Heat leads the series 2-0. All right, and then for my last storyline is going to be Joe Mazzulla and Ime Udoka. What a difference a year makes. I don't know about you, but I've noticed the differences in how both Boston Celtics teams have been coached from this year as opposed to last year. Let's start off with last year's playoff run. When Ime Udoka was the head coach of the Boston Celtics, the Celtics were very solid on the offensive side, but defensively, they were straight dogs, straight hounds, all about the rebounding, all about the second chance points, all about being super aggressive on the defensive side and hustling for just about every ball. This year's team, head coached by Joe Mazzulla, offensively, Boston is very effective. However, defensively, it's a whole nother story. There's no grit. There's no grind. There's no determination. All of it has slacked off this year, as opposed to last year when Ime Udoka was the head coach. And we're seeing it not only in this playoff run, but specifically so far in this series against the Miami Heat. Every time there's a loose ball, there's maybe one Celtic attempting to try to get an offensive rebound, but the Miami Heat are so aggressive. Jimmy Butler, Caleb Martin, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, Bam Adebayo, all of those gentlemen have been aggressive on the defensive side and the rebounding side. So I don't know if you're seeing it, but this is what I've been seeing throughout much of this year, and especially in this playoff run. Last year's team, Ime Udoka, super aggressive, specifically on the defensive side. This year, Joe Mazzulla, offensively solid, defensively, not so much. They're going to have to turn it up a notch, because as the series shifts to South Beach in Miami for games 3 and in a world of trouble, and the way the Miami Heat is playing in this great run that they've been on so far, they've been outmanned, they've been outscored, they've been out-rebounded, and every word of the imagination. This is going to be a tough one for Boston to overcome. And the only way that they can come back in this series is that they're going to have to turn up the aggressiveness, and they're going to have to get real feisty, specifically on the defensive side and the rebounding side as well. All right, before we go to break, some NBA coaching news to pass along to you. After 3 seasons as the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers, head coach Doc Rivers has been fired. Of course, for the 3rd year in a row, Rivers, as the head coach of the 76ers, was eliminated in the 2nd round of the playoffs. So if you know Doc Rivers' history, great regular season head coach. However, in the postseason, in the playoffs, he's had his struggles. However, with the exception of coaching the Boston Celtics in the 2007-2008 NBA season, where they won an NBA championship. So Doc, again, very talented coach. I don't know what it is about Doc Rivers and either losing in the 1st round or losing in an NBA finals. Yes, he did win an NBA championship, but he also lost an NBA finals as well. But losing a 1st round or missing the playoffs or losing in the conference finals or losing in the 2nd round of the playoffs, Doc, I don't know. Again, in the regular season, phenomenal. Postseason, playoffs, he's had his issues. I know one thing, Doc is going to be, he'll have a job real soon. Where? I don't know. But I know one thing's for sure is that Doc won't be unemployed much longer. Again, Doc Rivers was a former NBA coach of the year during his time with the Orlando Magic. Also, he's been the head coach of the NBA All-Star Game 3 times. And of course, he was the head coach of the Boston Celtics when they won the NBA championship. Philadelphia, again, the motto, as long as Joel Embiid has been there, is trusting the process. And they're still trusting the process, and the process is far from complete as of yet. So now they've got a lot of issues going into the offseason. Philadelphia letting go Doc Rivers. James Harden is a free agent. There's reports saying that he's going to opt out. He won't exercise the player option that the Philadelphia 76ers are offering him. There's reports that he could go back to Houston. There's so much going on in Philly right now. So, again, after three seasons as the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers, Doc Rivers has been fired. So, again, the process is still far from complete in Philadelphia. So we'll stay tuned for what's going on in the city of brotherly love. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you a recap of the first two games in the Eastern Conference Finals, as well as the Western Conference Finals matchups between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals and the Los Angeles Lakers and Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals. That's all coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim. But before we go to break, some sad news to pass along to you, not just in the world of sports, but really in the world of social activism. Hall of Fame running back Jim Brown passed away at the age of 87. Brown played nine seasons in the National Football League for the Cleveland Browns, and a lot of experts and a lot of fans and a lot of journalists consider him to be one of the greatest running backs of all time, as one of the greatest players in NFL history. After Brown had a successful football career, he went on to have a successful career in acting, and also was even more successful in the world of social justice, speaking out on racial issues as the civil rights movement took shape during the 1950s and 1960s. Of course, he participated in the infamous Cleveland Summit that involved famous black athletes such as Muhammad Ali, Bill Russell, also Willie Davis, just to name a few. And they supported Muhammad Ali for refusing to enter the draft during the Vietnam War. And again, Brown, not just a champion on the field, but also off the field as well. And again, Jim Brown, former of NF87. We'll be right back.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. I just tell him.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh my gosh, he's so cute. How do you know him?
Oh, I'm gonna do it like I taught you.
Love the new tattoo, Sarah.
That was
Let's go!
Dude, look.
Dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt, that's the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left.
Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today? Hey, Sarah. So when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends.
See you later, Sarah.
Even not so friendly people. Think before you post.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, let's give you a recap of the first two games in the Eastern Conference Finals between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics, and the Western Conference Finals between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. Let's start off with the Eastern Conference Finals between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. So in game one of the series between the Heat and the Celtics played at the TD Bank Garden in Boston, Miami would win a close one, 123-116. Miami would go on to lead the series 1-0. The leading scorer for the Miami Heat was Jimmy Butler. He had 35 points to go along with 7 assists, 5 rebounds, and he also had 6 steals. Also contributing in game one for Miami, Bam Adebayo finishing with 20 points. Also Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, Caleb Martin, and Kyle Lowry all of them had 15 points. On the losing end for the Boston Celtics, Jason Tatum finished with 30 points. Jaylen Brown finished with 22 points. Malcolm Brogdon finished with 19 points. Marcus Smart had a double-double with 13 points and 11 assists. And Derek White finished with 11 points. Or in game one, Miami 123, Boston 116. Let's move ahead now to game two between the Heat and the Celtics in Boston. What a finish it was, specifically Jimmy Butler having a game for the ages. Again, Miami would win game two, 111-105. Jimmy Butler finishing with 27 points. Bam Adebayo was sensational with a double-double, 22 points and 17 rebounds. Caleb Martin finishing with 25 points. On the losing end for Boston, Jason Tatum finishing with a double-double with 34 points and 13 rebounds. However, Jason was just in a complete funk in the fourth quarter, only scoring 6 points. In the meantime, Jaylen Brown, not his best game. He only finished with 16 points. Robert Williams and Malcolm Brogdon both finished with 13 points. And Derek White only had 11 points. So the final score in game two, the Miami Heat 111, the Boston Celtics, a.k.a. Playoff Jimmy, a.k.a. Jimmy Buckets. You talk about grit. You talk about determination. You talk about toughness. Jimmy Butler is just where it's at. And again, in game two, he scored 27 points. And even in this game, he got into a little war of words, so to speak, with Boston Celtics guard Grant Williams. Here's Jimmy in action in game two of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Boston Celtics.
Adebayo across the lane and leans in with the drive and chipped in by Jimmy Butler. Adebayo, great screen. And he gets it inside from Butler. Adebayo, full head of steam, knocked away by Horford, but right to Butler. Crashing his way inside goes Butler. Swerves around the screen and takes it in for the deuce. Jimmy Butler. And Butler dives and gets it to go, grappling for position. Butler with smart defending. Last year's Defensive Player of the Year. Jimmy B knocks it in. What a shot. Butler takes it in on White. Corkscrews his way for two. Cutting is Butler. Smart defending. And Jimmy Butler's got 16. Butler will drive inside and get the two. Williams defends Butler. A bump, the grind, the gyration, and the two in the foul.
And they're having wars. Look,
oh, look at
this.
At that.
Oh, yeah.
Eye to eye. Butler will take jerk it into the defense of Grant Williams. Shot clock at four. Here he accelerates and finds two. Butler drives on Grant Williams, and a 15-footer will tie it. Butler will work inside for the lead. He got it.
All right, that audio courtesy of the National Basketball Association, the NBA, Turner Sports, and TNT. Jimmy Butler went off in game two, scoring 27 points in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Boston Celtics. So Jimmy, again, solid performance in game two. Here he is after the end of the game and sharing his thoughts on Boston Celtics guard Grant Williams and his team staying for the remaining of the series.
Yes, he did. But that's just competition at its finest. He hit a big shot. Started talking to me. I like that. I'm all for that. It makes me key in a lot more. And it pushes that will that I have to win a lot more. And it makes me smile. It does. When people talk to me, I'm like, okay, I know I'm a decent player if you want to talk to me out of everybody that you can talk to. But I don't know. It's just competition. I do respect him though. He's a big part of what they try to do. He switches. He can shoot the ball. I just don't know if I'm the best person to talk to. I don't think so. I just think we're so worried about us as a team, us as a unit, that we don't. It's not like we don't focus on them because we do. You know, we talk about everything that they do. But at the end of the day, we have to be the best version of ourselves. We have to believe in one another. We got to go out there and compete together. Withstand the runs that they will go on and be able to make runs of our own. And at the end of the day, we're going to always live with the result because we did it together. We don't care. We never have. We never will. We know what we're capable of. We're going to be in this thing to the end together. Good, bad, indifferent. We are who we are. We are where we are. And we're going to continue to fight together.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the National Basketball Association, the NBA. And you heard what Jimmy said in that soundbite. He says that it's all about competition in regards to trash-talking or jaw-jacking with Boston Celtics guard Grant Williams. He says, Jimmy, even he admitted it himself, he's not always pleasant to talk to when he's on that court, and he's been showing that throughout this playoff run and specifically so far in this series against the Boston Celtics. And also, too, he said he doesn't care what the media says. He doesn't care what people think about him or the Miami Heat. They draw strength from that, from each other, and knowing they can go out and make the difference and go out and win games and close out games successfully. So, again, the final score, I should say, in game two, the Miami Heat 111, the Boston Celtics 105. So, currently, Miami leads the series 2-0 over the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's move along now to the Western Conference Finals between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. And I tell you one thing, I stated in the beginning of the program that the Lakers throughout really much of the storyline, there's been a lot of storylines in this series, but the main storyline has been strong starts, terrible finishes. And this is what it's been so far for the Los Angeles Lakers. They get off to a strong start, and they get off to a terrible finish because it's due to turnovers, bouncing the ball way too much, missing easy shots. And Denver, being consistent and being efficient, they've been able to take advantage of that. So let's start off in game one with the Denver Nuggets beating the Los Angeles Lakers 132-126. Denver taking a 1-0 series lead. First for the Nuggets, the walking triple-double himself, the Joker, Nikola Jokic, 34 points, 21 rebounds, 14 assists. Jamal Murray, 31 points. KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, 21 points. Bruce Brown finishing with 16 points. MPJ, Porter Jr., double-double, 15 points, 10 rebounds. Aaron Gordon finishing off with 12 points. On the losing effort for the Lakers in game one, Anthony Davis, double-double, 40 points, 10 rebounds. Also, LeBron James, a double-double, 26 points, 12 rebounds. Austin Reeves finishing with 23 points, and Rui Hachimura finishing with 17 points. So again, the final score from game one, Denver 132, Los Angeles 126. Let's go over now to game two between the Lakers and the Nuggets. Again, highly contested game. And again, similar to what happened in game one, Lakers getting off to a strong start, but finishing terribly, terribly, specifically in the fourth quarter with Denver just going so off on them, specifically Jamal Murray. We'll get to Jamal in just a minute, but the Nuggets going on to win 108 to 103. Jamal Murray, double-double, 37 points and 10 rebounds, specifically gone on a rampage in that fourth quarter. Nikola Jokic, triple-double, 23 points, 17 rebounds, 12 assists. Michael Porter Jr. finishing with 16 points. Bruce Brown finishing with 12 points. Aaron Gordon had 10 points. On the losing end for the Lakers, Anthony Davis, 18 points, 14 rebounds, giving him a double-double. LeBron James having a double-double with 22 points, 10 assists. Austin Reeves finishing with 22 points. Rui Hachimura finishing with 21 points. And D'Angelo Russell would finish with 10 points. So again, the final score in game two, Denver 108, Los Angeles Lakers 103. I mentioned his name earlier, Jamal Murray. Jamal went on a tear. He went on a rampage in the fourth quarter. No one could stop him, not AD, not LeBron, not Rui Hachimura, no one. Here's Nuggets guard Jamal Murray in action in the fourth quarter in game two of the Western Conference Finals, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Brown kicks it out. Murray, three-pointer. Murray gets away from Vanderbilt, got caught in a screen, and Murray makes him pay. Jokic with the rebound. Ahead, Murray all alone down the other end. Vanderbilt fronting Jokic again. Murray sees an opening. James Wright with him. Oh, nice change of direction. And Murray shakes his head as if to say, finally get one to go. Murray finds the range that time. Murray leans in. Double clutching. Got it. Murray fires away at three. It's good. Jamal Murray. Murray with Davis on him. He's going to have to put it up. Step back. Three-pointer. It's good. Jamal Murray from way downtown. Here in the fourth quarter. Finds Jokic. Back to Murray. Shot clock winding down. Puts up a three. Bang! Jamal Murray once again from downtown. Jokic back to Murray. Another three-pointer. It's good. Jamal Murray red hot. Murray. Two-point shot. That's good.
All right, that audio was courtesy of ESPN and the Walt Disney Company, Mike Breen, on the call of that contest. So Jamal Murray, again, went on a rampage in the specifically in that fourth quarter. He would finish with a total of 37 points. And to continue on talking about Jamal Murray's fourth quarter performance, Denver Nuggets head coach Michael Malone, Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic, and Los Angeles Lakers forward LeBron James all speak on Jamal's fourth quarter performance at the end of the game.
Well, he was one of our defensive players of the game, to your point, Vinny. 10 boards. He had 13 contested shots tonight. He had 4 steals. But that's what you have to do. Like, there are going to be nights or quarters for Jamal. It could be a quarter. It could be a half. It could be 3 quarters where your shot's not going. But in the playoffs, you can't be a specialist. Specialists don't play in the playoffs. You got to find a way to impact the game. And he did that tonight. And he understands that. And, you know, we all know one thing about Jamal, man. Like, he just has to see one go in. He got a little mid-range pull-up to go in, kind of looked up to the heavens, and that's all he needs. And after that, he's shooting into a hula hoop. So I'm proud of him. But that's the challenge. My challenge to Jamal is don't be just a scorer. You know, he's going to be an all-star in this league. And for him to do that, it's got to be scoring, playmaking, rebounding, defending every single night. And he has that within him.
Oh, he was a special. He was special, and then he won us the game. He scored 20-something in the fourth quarter. He got us the lead, his energy. He played 40-something in 42 minutes. So, you know, I think he was amazing. Yes, maybe in the first half he struggled to make shots, but when it mattered the most, he made shots, and he won us the game, basically.
Guard for 24 seconds, he made 2 big-time shots, one over AD, one over myself. Had some mid-range game going, but he had his 3-point shot going in the fourth. It's no surprise to anybody. He's done it before. You know, hate to be on the other side of it, but like I said, I don't feel like we had many breakdowns when he was doing what he was doing. He made shots, and sometimes it's just a make or miss league. I feel like defensively we were they were really good. I mean, they shot 43% for number one offense in the league, you know, and, you know, so it just sucks that, you know, them five threes and the fourth definitely killed us.
All right, that audio courtesy of the National Basketball Association, the NBA, and, of course, Denver Nuggets head coach Michael Malone, center Nikola Jokic, and Los Angeles Lakers forward LeBron James giving mad respect to Nuggets guard Jamal Murray on that incredible fourth quarter performance that he had in game two of the Western Conference Finals. All right, let's hear from Nuggets guard Jamal Murray as he speaks on his performance.
I mean, you know, for those who have seen me play before, I normally like to, you know, off a shooting half like that, I normally like to reset, you know, just kind of come back down, you know, reset my mind, quick little meditation in my head, and just come back out focused. You know, I missed my first couple coming out. I were just really good looks, and, you know, the game would have been a lot easier if I made them in the first half, you know. So just come out focused and knock them down. Don't lose any confidence or anything like that. Just play my game and know that they're going to fall if I keep shooting them. Yeah, I mean, you know, once I see a couple go in, you know, I can get it rolling. So I was able to just find a little separation and just rise up over the top and make some shots. I thought Mike played great, you know, making shots. Bruce, you know, everybody, I think everybody, it wasn't really offensive game for most of the game, but on defense, everybody stepped up and made big plays. Jeff came in with a big charge. Yeah, I can go down the line, but everybody had a moment in the game defensively.
In that audio courtesy of the National Basketball Association, the NBA, and Denver Nuggets guard Jamal Murray just talking about his performance and specifically talking about being a total team effort, not just on the offensive side, but the defensive side as well. So, again, the final score in Game 2 of this Western Conference Finals between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. Denver 108, the Los Angeles Lakers 103. And so far, that's where we stand right now, currently in the first two games of the Eastern Conference Finals and Western Conference Finals matchups. And that's going to do it for this edition of At the Rim. Thanks again for joining me on this edition of the program. And until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, saying so long.
Ghost Pepper has a reputation. So does a ghost pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's Ghost Pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/post. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/post. That's ZipRecruiter.com/post. ZipRecruiter.com/post.